You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Come in for their best deals ever right now. Record number of customers that take advantage of the Chevrolet 0% interest through the summer, so you might as well do it. They have 20% off MRSP on remaining 2017s at Lakewood Chev. Ray Ferraro, 400-goal scorer in the National Hockey League, analyst now for TSN and NBC, joins us. Ray, how you doing on Wednesday?
Well, I'm doing okay. I started out today, you know when you get a flat tire? You never seem to get one when you've got a lot of time. I got a flat tire to start the day. I'm running the kids to school. I'm like, wow, the car's not really running very good. What's going on here? I got a flat tire. Well, then I had to go do three other things, so I still got a flat tire. So right now, I've got a whole bunch of junk on the lawn because my tire, of course, had to get the donut out from underneath. It's really, it's turned into a lengthy process is what I'm saying.
Ray, I'm just happy you know how to change your own tire because a lot of people don't. So good on you.
Well, I know how to change it, but I have BCAA coming to do it because I wouldn't trust myself to jack this thing up. And to more importantly, to put the lug nuts back on that they would be tight enough to. So if some guy shows up here in the middle of this segment and I go, hey, Jason, hang on, I got to go here. It's going to be because I'm going to tell him, yeah, it's a tire up front on the right.
Nice. Well, it's like room service, you know, it's all good. Now,
yes, exactly.
I want to get your thoughts, first of all, on and now it's not a rumor. It was just a mention, Mitch Marner trade and to Edmonton, they need a scoring winger. And people in Toronto said, well, it would have to be Darnell Nurse coming the other way. I wrote a lengthy article on it because a lot of people felt like, well, man, Mitch Marner could really explode. And I'm like, well, I'm not sure. Like, 60 points is unreal. And if he just stays 60 points, that's incredible. The Oilers desperately need him. I would be hesitant to make that deal. Would you make that deal right now today if you're the Edmonton Oilers?
No. And it's – I don't even know – how does that even start? Like, Mitch Marner's had three bad weeks. He had 60 points last year. He was the fourth pick overall in the draft. They're not trading Mitch Marner. Like it's not happening. I don't even know where that would even get started. But from an Oilers perspective, they're not exactly overflowing with defensemen.
Yeah.
Trading one of them seems like a really bad idea. Like, well, okay, great. You need a forward that can.
I think we lost Ray. And Ray is back with us. Sorry about that, Ray. I don't know what happened. But so I'll let you continue on with
the... So they scored two goals last night.
Yeah.
It's Draisaitl unassisted. It's McDavid from Draisaitl. Yes, they could use forwards that could score. When I talked at the start of the year, I said the one thing that I'm concerned about, I think they're going to miss Sekera a lot, but I'm not so sure their top nine is very deep. Like, that's really was a concern of mine when I looked at their roster. And as it turns out, it's really not. In particular, if they got a bunch of guys, and it's a group of them, playing as they are right now, then you got a problem. But to trade, I mean, you create one hole by trying to plug another.
Yeah.
That's just not the way to go about it.
You know, the Oilers last night, Cam Talbot finally won them the game. I say finally, like, you know, but your goalie's got to win you a few games over the course of a season. You don't want to have to rely on it very often, but it's amazing how, Ray, when your goalie wins you a game at how much confidence that can give the entire group. A, you know, the goalie has a ton of confidence coming off of it because he wants to be able to know he can do that. But the team, like, do you sense that guys just maybe relax a bit knowing, okay, Cam Talbot, not that he was gone, but Cam Talbot really hadn't played to the same level consistently this year than he had played last year?
Well, again, like many teams, I would say that what generally gets overlooked a lot is the margin of error between win and loss is really pretty small. And so if Cam Talbot is struggling, like if things aren't working for Talbot, then the Oilers they have no chance to be the team that they were last year. So while, you know, there's other guys struggling, everybody's looking at the most important player, which of course is the goalie. And so you can get by with guys struggling if your goalie is the goalie, the guy that was there last year. And really, he wasn't. He just he struggled. It's been un-Talbot-like, in particular for the last run of games that he had last year, the last, I don't know what it was, 50 or 60 games, when he was just terrific most every night. So the guys do relax, sure. You always relax when the team starts to play better. Heck, in Montreal, Carey Price is stumbling all over the place before he gets hurt. Al Montoya wins. He gives up 4 goals on 23 shots in Winnipeg. And then they go into Chicago, and Charlie Lindgren throws 35 saves up on the board.
Yeah.
Well, even in that spot, that team with the game's best goalie feels much better because their goalie played well. And then the goalie played well again last night. And so you start to think, you're just kind of able to, as much as you should worry about your own stuff only, you do worry about everything else. Now you don't have to worry about that. When the puck goes over the blue line, you don't worry about a bad bounce. You don't worry about a difficult chance. You expect him to save it. It's amazing you can actually sit there on the bench and expect a puck to go in. Like when there's a chance. And when it doesn't, you're surprised. Yet when the goalie plays well, you expect nothing to go in. When it goes in, you don't even think of it. You're like, oh, yeah, it must have been a great shot. And then you move on because he stopped everything else. And that's not been the case this year. And you know what? There's another thing here, Jason. I don't think, or one of the problems I believe with the Oilers is they haven't been as committed to the game as they were a year ago.
Yeah, I agree.
And so they're kind of, you know, like when you come up to the water and you're not real sure and you put like 1 foot in, and that's kind of how they've been to the games. It's not like they're right out of it, but they're not right in it. Now you go on the road, you don't have a choice. Because if you go on the road, you lose all your comfort. You know, you're in a hotel, you're always just together. It's always hockey, 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 hockey. They need this. They need a month like this. They need it to get the heck out of Dodge. And so maybe being on the road will help them get both feet in the water instead of just part of one.
Why do you think that is, Ray? Because to me, I've watched the Oilers, and last year, like, they had a swagger. They had a meanness at times, just an intensity to their game. And I agree it's been lacking. Do you think this team, because they had the heightened expectations from within, regardless of what media and fans and everybody thinks, I think the players felt, okay, you know what? Last year we took a step. We think now we can be a legit contender. Have they taken it too serious? Like, you've been on good teams. You suddenly feel like, oh, my God, like, if we're not perfect, we're not good. Why has it lessened their intensity?
I think in a lot of cases guys think they are as intense or they are as invested when in reality they're not. And the difference is probably, I don't know, I'll put a number on it, but it's really, you know, there's no way to verify this, but it's probably 10%. It's not 50%. It's like 10%. What if it's 10% on 9 guys? All of a sudden, you've got a team that's just that much off.
Mm-hmm.
Every shift has at least 1 or 2 guys that are 10% off their game. Might not be the same guys shift to shift. So that's the real problem. Becomes you can't quite fix it because it's a kind of a moving target. But if you've got that many guys a little bit off, the league is so close that all of a sudden you've got a problem. Instead of games that you would grind out and find a way to win in the third period, now you're a couple of goals behind and you can't catch up. Or it's a game that's tied and one of those guys that's 10% off, he makes a critical error that he didn't make last year. Or maybe it's your goalie who's 20% off, or 10, and maybe he's only 10% off that night, and he doesn't make the save he made last year. All of a sudden, you've got a real problem. And the Oilers have a real problem because you sit 7 points out before yesterday. You got to get to work here. You know, like as Yogi Berra used to say, it gets early late, or it gets late early here. And it's true. I mean, you get to 25 games into the season pretty quickly, and all of a sudden you look up and you go, wow, we're in a really bad spot. So they've got a chance to fix that right now.
Ray Ferraro from TSN joins us. I still think it's early in the season, Ray, when I see Sidney Crosby sitting 58th in scoring, right? and he's minus 12 in 17 games.
How about him and Letang? I know plus minus doesn't mean what it used to, but when you're minus a million, it matters.
Mm-hmm.
This is my gauge of plus minus. For example, I'll take two, in Chris Letang's case, I'll take two right-handed defensemen that play on the same team. And if one of them's minus 17 and one of them's plus three, then I think there's something to look at. If one guy's minus five and one guy's minus two, I don't really pay that much credence to it because of strength of matchup and such. But when it's so big, that's when I start to wonder. Now, I know Pittsburgh doesn't really panic because they've got this championship pedigree, but they're another group. We just finished talking about the Oilers, and you talk about it being early. How much off do you think they are outside of the three games where they gave up 25 goals? Are they 5 or 10% off maybe? Letang's not as good as he was before he got hurt. It doesn't take much, and then all of a sudden you run into some good teams. You run in, you know, on a road trip, you outshoot Vancouver, and the goalie's great, and you lose, and, the games slip away from you pretty quickly. I'm with you. It is early. I also know that when you're 5 points back, it doesn't seem like a lot, but night after night, you win, and three teams above you win, or you lose, and nobody seems to lose. It's hard to make up multiple points on multiple teams. And the way the standings are these days and the way that they'll probably be going forward because of the way the league is set up, dropping a half a dozen to 10 points off is almost too arduous a journey to catch up to. You just can't.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You look at the orders and I wonder, Ray, because there really hasn't been a lot of West versus West or East versus East early on. Like, the Oilers only play six Pacific team games in their first 40, right? So, maybe you don't want to fall too far behind, but I wonder if that will alter it a little bit this year because you will have the opportunity, you know, to gain points head-to-head more in the second half than usually we would see because so many of the East versus West games are going to be done in the first half.
You're right, and that's why you just got to stay in touch.
Yeah,
you know you got to stay within arm's reach here. LA went has gone through the East and just beat the tar out of them. I want to say they're like 9-1-1 against the East. They've just played a few games in the West, including that war last night. I don't know if you stayed up to watch it, but my first thought was, wow, they dropped the playoff game into early November. I mean, it was nasty stuff and really, really exciting and fun stuff to watch. But I think it's important to have your game rounded into shape 25 to 30 games into it. And then you're going to have to make a push somewhere. You've got to make a run. And if you can't make a run, or if you make a run and you're too far behind, you know, it's one of those wasted end of the year thingies. The Oilers aren't there. They're not even close to there. But they got to stay in touch here before they can really make some kind of push.
Ray Ferraro from TSN joins us. One last one for you, Ray. Now, this is a fun question, but it's a difficult question. Only one answer, no sitting on the fence. Right now,
okay.
Today, you only get one member of Tampa Bay. Stamkos or Kucherov, who are you taking and why?
I'm taking Kucherov because he's not been hurt. He's not been hurt.
Okay.
But now I can't have Stamkos?
No.
Well, you're not very nice. I want them both.
Yeah, wow. Man, they are a dynamic duo without a doubt this year. And Schwartz and Tarasenko very quietly are having a sick season with the St. Louis Blues.
Outstanding year, man. Isn't it good to see Jaden Schwartz back after some injury problems that he's had, that he's been able to make himself the player that people thought he might be coming out of Notre Dame and then through the Canadian through college and then in the national junior team and then he got hurt, and it's been a road for him. But, man, he's a hell of a player. And then you hook him up with Tarasenko, who is, man, what a finisher. But so if I, but if I only get to pick one of those guys, I'm taking Tarasenko. Is that the second part of the question?
Yeah. No, I would agree with you there on Tarasenko.
So who would you take?
Oh, I love Kucherov, and I like Stamkos. And you know what? It's interesting because I was doing an article today on Mitch Marner, because a lot of guys are saying, well, you know, with the potential on how much he can grow. And I'm like, man, I'm looking at a lot of players that have come in at 60 points, and 70 points consistently is really hard to do. And then I looked at Stamkos when he had 97 and 95 and 91 in three consecutive years, and then unfortunately got injured. And so I wonder, I'm like, man, is he back to that level? Because if he is, then it's a real debate. But Kucherov had 85 points last year and missed the first, you know, missed training camp.
Yes.
Missed six games and still had 85 points. Like,
well, here's a real interesting thing along your lines about Marner, Jason, is that a lot of people seem to think that a guy has 50 points, and so next year he's going to get 60, and then he's going to get 70. Like, it's this continual growth of points. That's not the way it is.
Mm.
60 points might be the bar, right? And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But that might be the bar for him. It might be 60. He might be a 60-point guy, which is a hell of a player in today's NHL. It really is. And, you know, last year in Toronto, everything went right for all of those kids. Geez, Marner's having a tough time. So is Nylander. The only one that's not, so is Zaitsev. The only one that's not is Matthews. It's a hard league. When Patrick Laine said last week, the game of hockey is really hard right now, I kind of laughed, because I don't think people realize at times the bloody league is good. And no matter how hard you try, there's always somebody else trying not to let you be good. And so it gets really difficult. Well, Patrick Laine said the game's hard, and then he scored three games in a row, and he's had a slow start, and he's got 7 goals in 14 games.
Yeah,
I take that slow start.
Yeah, you betcha. Ray, good luck with changing the tire, and we will talk to you next Wednesday.
How about this for focus? Right when you asked me about Stamkos, the fella showed up to change it, and I'm doing these hand signals with him. At least he's worth changing the right tire.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, I would hope he would see which one's flat. That would be pretty obvious, I would think.
Wouldn't that be awesome? All of it, he leaves, and I've got still a flat tire, but I've got my donut on the right front.
Have a good one, Ray.
We'll see you soon, Jason. Take care.
It's Ray Ferraro from TSN.